thank Father Christie and your church for inviting me here. Yes, you can sit down. Okay, so to begin with, yes. Right, so today you read, it was read in Acts chapter 1. Yes, so we're going to talk about what Jesus said to the disciples before he ascended. And we're going to talk about the power and the promise and the purpose that Jesus gave us. So in Acts 1, from verse 1 to 11, this is a powerful moment when Jesus ascends into heaven. And this passage kind of bridges between the ministry of Jesus and the mission of the church. So Jesus said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." So, here we find a promise. So Luke reminds Theophilus of Jesus. And so Jesus was on earth for 40 days before he rose up to heaven. And he told them, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised." So the key, point here is waiting for God to work, waiting for the Holy Spirit. Most often we find in our lives, in today's context, we're so used to everything has to be instant. Right? We have instant noodles, we have instant, various instant things, right? Those big children, they know they love those instant noodles. And so everything has to happen fast. Nobody has patience. So, but God says we have to have patience. We have to wait for God to act in our lives. Sometimes we pray for something and then it doesn't happen the way we want it. So we try to take things into our own hands and we forget that there is a greater power. If we have patience, everything will happen in His time. But I think we're a generation of people who are in so much of a hurry, like everything. So therefore, it's very important, just like Jesus said to the disciples, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father has promised." This is the gift of the Holy Spirit. So it's important that we wait, that we have patience. There are moments in life when things won't go the way we want it, but we have to be ready to accept that God is going to work in our lives. So, yes. And then again, in verse 6 to 7, the disciples, they didn't really understand what Jesus was trying to say even at this point. And I think before the Holy Spirit came, they must have been very scared because their leader had been crucified. And of course, he rose again, but then again, your leader, I guess if you're in doubt, something is put in jail and all, you'll be scared and then you'll also get put in jail. So the disciples didn't really understand what Jesus meant in the fact that His kingdom will come again. So, they asked Him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" So, as you know, the Jews were waiting. They were waiting for a political leader who will come and rescue them from the Roman Empire. So at this point also they asked whether Jesus is going to restore the kingdom of Israel. So even then they were waiting for a moment when they thought that God will come, God will rescue them, God will make Israel great. So even at this point the disciples were thinking from their level of thought was not global. They were thinking small, but Jesus focuses on something global, right? God's vision is bigger than ours. So God, Jesus's vision, focus was on the mission. And the mission that He wanted the disciples to do was to go out into the world and spread God's word. And it's not about, even now we are waiting for God to come, but we don't know when He is going to come. Some people say it might you know, so, there have been several preachers who have said, okay, God is coming at this time, so all the people, you know, they get ready, but we don't know, right? But Jesus wants us to be patient, and He has a purpose in our lives. So sometimes we need to act, and it's the way we. There is no point. I can send a message to all of you and say, okay, do it this way, you know, behave in this manner. But I think the way we can be witnesses to God is also the way sometimes we act in our lives. So there's a little incident I remember long years ago when I was much younger and my knees were in working order and I could bend down and all. I can still remember there was a teacher in school whose pen dropped and it went under a cupboard, and I just got down on my knees and I picked it up for her. So that's a little act. And she asked me immediately, are you a Christian? So I didn't know what me picking up a pen for her had to do with me being a Christian, but I realized from that small incident that sometimes the way we can be witnesses for God is through our actions. I can stand here and preach till cows come home, but if my life does not reflect what God wants me to do, then there is absolutely no point. So, when I came here this morning, I was very, very nervous. And I think I told my students that I'm very nervous. But this is probably what the disciples felt like too before they got before the Holy Spirit came upon them. And there is a word called dunamis, which means power. And this is the supernatural ability of the Holy Spirit. So after the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, you will see in the book of Acts how they boldly went around telling about Jesus and about His word. And that is what Jesus wanted them to do. He says, from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth, our mission. So, Jesus wanted this. This is not the kind of kingdom that the Jews were expecting, but this is what Jesus wanted us to speak about Him, us to act as witnesses. So we have a responsibility as God's people, through our lives, through our action, to be witnesses, so that other people will look at us and then be able to see a difference and change themselves accordingly. So, yes, then verse 9 to 11, it gives us an assurance of Christ's return and the promise of His continued presence in our lives. So, yes, so Jesus, when Jesus ascends up to heaven, two angels appear and ask the people, now the people would have all been looking up, right? And so would we if someone among us suddenly got lifted up to heaven. So, they came and asked, why do you stand here looking into the sky? So, most often we know what to do, but we don't put our knowledge into action. And so I think we know what to do, we read the Bible, and then it's all there. But how often do we put those things into action? For example, sometimes we know we must not go around fighting with people. But all the time, I don't know, maybe here it doesn't happen, but all the time, I think even among a congregation, there will be so many differences of opinion, and we talk about everyone being one family, but it doesn't always happen, because we know we have to live together in peace, but sometimes we don't put those things into action. So, they say, don't just stand still, go out and do what He said. So that is what all of us have to do. So we know what Jesus expects of us. He expects us to be witnesses to Him. He expects us to be like Him. He expects us to be kind to other people, loving, caring, and to help other people. So we have a lot of things to do. So it's important that we don't just read the Bible and think, ah, it's all there, I'm going to do and I'll do it tomorrow. Right now, this very moment, we have to put those words into action. There is no point standing around and thinking. Thoughts alone will not help us. So just like the disciples were spending their time looking at the sky, and the angels said, go out and do what he said. It's up to us. We need to go out there. There's a whole world out there of people, of children who do not know God's word. And even if they do know God's word, maybe it's just in theory only. So we, as children of God, have a huge responsibility to go out there, to be of help, to see who needs help, and to put everything that Jesus has taught us into action. All these things, I believe, will be easy for us to do if we pray, we ask for God's Spirit, and to work in our lives. And right now, as I'm asking God to give me words to say, speak, because I'm still very nervous, right? So, so it's important that we do all these things, because as children of God, we have a huge responsibility. It's a big responsibility that has been heaped on our heads. We need to be witnesses. And we need to be witnesses who actually mean what we do, right? As I said, if I tell people, okay, you need to be kind, you need to care for other people, you need to give, but then I don't do any of those things, and other people can look at me and say, where's the kindness that you speak of, where's the caring? There is absolutely no point. So we need to put our faith into action. Yes. And also, here, we are given the assurance that Christ will return, that he will come back. The angel, he will come back the same way he went up. So it's always we have to be ready, prepared, so that even now if Jesus comes back, we'll be ready to go with him. And I know in life, if Jesus came now, I'd probably tell him, no, I need to first tell my husband that I have two daughters and I have seven dogs to take care of, so I can't really go with you at the moment because I've got lots of responsibilities. But that is not how it should be. We have to be ready. Even if Jesus comes down now, our life has to be such that we are ready to go with him. Yes. So, remember, God has a purpose for all of us. He has a purpose for you. He has a purpose for me. And I don't know, I always tell, maybe, I don't know. I mean, so many times when God has spared my life and so many things, and I always say, maybe he still has a purpose for me. Yes, or even, yes, many times when I'm in life. So therefore, we have to wait for God's promise. When we want things, we have to wait for God to work in our lives. And sometimes we get distracted, we forget God. We have so many other things to do. Right? When I go home, sometimes it's 8, 9, 10 in the night, and then there's so much other work to do. Sometimes just while I'm praying, I fall asleep. But that means we must not allow ourselves to get distracted by so many things that goes on in our lives. And we have to pray and we have to get God's power. And also live his purpose, live the way he wanted us to. And also we have something to look forward to. Jesus is going to come and he is going to take us with him. So we have to be ready at any given moment for this. So, and also as Father Christy said, today is the day of the Environment Sunday. And so God gave this world to us. So it's important as Christians that we look after this earth, this environment, the animals in it. There's so much. So you can start small, right? Like we do in school, our girls, they're encouraged to clean the garden and to pick up dirt, right? Sometimes, right? Of course, they forget, but we have a responsibility to this earth as well. So you can remind, maybe you have children, grandchildren, yourselves, right? In our country, we see many people throwing things around on the ground, paper, plastic, polythene. So as responsible people of Christ, because Jesus, God, gave us this world to look after. He put us in charge of this world. So this Environmental Sunday, it's important that we remember to look after. You can start small. You see something on the ground, just pick it up and put it in a dustbin. So, so this you can see, right, in many places. I think luckily for us, we don't have so much like this, but still for all, you get dirt everywhere, people cut down trees, and yes. So, yes, so the earth wants us to save it. And yeah, so it's important that we treat the earth as if our lives depend on it, because our lives do depend on it. Because if we don't have the earth, we have no other alternative. So, I will end my words here, so thank you. And yes, so we will all pray and we will work accordingly and wait for Christ to act in our lives. God bless you all.
I take this opportunity to thank Ms. Ranmali Balasuriya, the Vice Principal of the Ladies College, also a very active member of the Baptist Church at Gampaha. Though she is a Baptist, she is married to an Anglican. So therefore we also have linked the Anglican with the Anglican family. So thank you, Miss, for your time and commitment, especially for your presence today, all the way from Gampaha, to be with us and to reach